Welcome back to the program. We will have on Scott Alexander a little later on in the show to talk about this Pelicans game that's winding down, and also LSU basketball. He'll talk some hoops. That comes your way next hour. I know a lot of Pelicans fans on Twitter, on social media right now, wanting to know, hey, let's talk a little Pels. Don't worry. You know me. I want to talk Pels. We will do it. Scott Alexander coming up at 10:30. But right now, we've got to talk more football. And on in comes Ralph Michaels of WagerTalk.com, our handicapper there, at CalSportsLV on Twitter. Be sure you follow him on Twitter. Always a lot of great information he tweets out every single day. Ralph, what's going on, man?
Not much. A week in the books with college basketball and a couple great games today. We're going to see how Duke does after that Kentucky game and a rematch of the national championship. So always my favorite time of the year when you got NFL, college football, college basketball, and a little bit NBA.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Like, you just read my tweet from earlier today, or listened to my show, because that's what I was talking about earlier. Let's start off in the NFL, Ralph, and we'll start it off with this Saints-Eagles game that's a rematch, or I should say a matchup, of the defending champs against maybe the league's best team right now. But this seems like a little bit of a mismatch to me, Ralph. How do you see this one? Right now, the Saints 8-point favorites against the champs at home.
Well, to me, I have now moved the Saints as my number one power-rated team in the country. So, yes, the Rams are still playing great. Yes, the Rams get the benefit of playing at home instead of a Mexico. That gives them a nice home game, which was their home game anyway. But with the Saints doing on offense what they're doing, with Kamara and Ingram both being so much of the awesome, Taysom Hill doing what he's doing, and Michael Thomas just makes them a different team being able to go deep. I think they have all the attributes as being that team. And now you look at Philly and you say, wow, the Super Bowl champ is getting this many points. That's crazy. There's probably value on Philly. But every year we have this NFL team that gets on the run and people think there's always value playing against them. Well, there's not. The current way the Saints are playing, I think this line should actually be higher, and I think it goes up. This is a Philly team that, hey, just lost to Dallas at home. They lost 27-20, and it was a clear Dallas win. Dallas was the better team on the field, on the road last week. Going to play in this dome is going to make a noise factor they haven't been accustomed to, and I like the Saints.
Yeah, they're just completely dysfunctional right now. And speaking of value there, I guess the team earlier this season that had a lot of value and they've kind of come back against the spread is the Chiefs, who just failed to cover last week. But I think they're still, 8-2, something like that, tops in the NFL this season. And they're 3.5-point underdogs on Monday. Finally, a great Monday night game here, Chiefs at the Rams.
Yeah, and they're an 8-1. Andy Reid is a dog. In his last 9 times as a dog, not only is he 8-1 ATS, he's pulled the straight out upset 7 of those 9 times. And yes, KC's going to have their problems with their defense, and their defense really hasn't slowed enough people. But they a lot of times remind me of the New England Patriots, that it doesn't matter how many points your defense gives up, you're going to score enough to win that game or at least cover that game. I think it's a situation where I favor the Chiefs this week. The chinks in the armor for the Rams aren't many. I mean, from top to bottom, they're as good as any team in the league. But I'm going to back KC plus the points just because you have the number one offense that has not been slowed. Their lowest total of the year was 26 points, and that was last week against Arizona in a clear letdown spot. When you're averaging 35 points in the NFL, you're going to cover a lot of games.
What about this over-under, 63.5? Again, just sky-high numbers here when the Chiefs and Rams play, and, well, they're playing each other this week.
Well, my database goes back to 1989, and this is the second. This is only the third total over 60. One was at 60, one was at 62.5, and that 62.5 was a playoff game with Atlanta and Green Bay. So I think that even with this total being high, Vegas can't make the total high enough to be what it should, and they don't have to. Remember, Vegas's job isn't to make a total where it should be. Vegas's job is to get a make a total where they're going to get equal money on both sides. Well, once you cross over that 60 barrier, you're going to have enough people that are NFL fans that just say, there's no way two NFL teams with a total of 60. I'm going to play the under. Well, that balances off those people that think there is still value with the over. I would lean with the over.
Oh, interesting. So talking about the money, Naeem, let's rewind it all the way to Thursday because we should see a great game here. One of the better rivalries, I think, out-of-division rivalries in the NFL, Packers and Seahawks. Seems like they played every year since the George W. Bush administration. That's pretty much true here. But this is kind of an elimination game. Not kind of, it probably is a playoff elimination game here on Thursday night. Packers at the Seahawks. Loser of this one, I think they're done. Seahawks 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to back the home team in this game. And not that I don't have confidence in Green Bay and Rodgers on the road. It's just a tough spot. You're coming off going to the L.A. Rams, losing by 2 points. Going to New England, losing by 14. Coming home against Miami. And, yeah, you won by 19 points. But you only had an 83-yard edge. Now you're going on the road again. And Seattle is just a different team. They've reverted back to allowing Russell Wilson to run the ball when he wants to. They're not keeping him in the pocket. He's only rushed the ball for 33 times, but it was enough to push those first downs. And if you look at the Seahawks, yes, they lost week one at Denver on the road. Yes, they lost week two at Chicago on the road. Yes, they lost to the Rams on the road. Their other losses at home against the Chargers, who's a playoff team, and at home against the LA Rams. We know one of the best teams there are. I think they're doing enough to get it done where Russell Wilson for this primetime game can keep up with the Green Bay Packers offense. Yep. So I am going to back Seattle.
Isn't this the standard play on these Thursday nights is usually to take the home team here against the spread?
Well, it is, and the reason is it's such a short week for the team that travels. You know, the Seattle team is, you know, they flew right back after the LA Rams game, so they were home Sunday night, no big deal. But, you know, this Green Bay team hosted Miami, and then you have a short week of practice. You have Monday as an off day. Tuesday you practice. Wednesday you're prepping to get ready to leave to make a long road trip. So it really makes it a difficult situation. It'll be tougher for the Packers next week because they'll be playing their fourth road game in 5 weeks at Minnesota.
All right, the last of the big four games, I think, in the NFL this week, that Sunday night game, Vikings and Bears. Got to touch on this one. I'm going to decide who leads this division after next week. Bears, a home favorite, and finally a Sunday night game back in Chicago. Been about a decade since that.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike Zimmer has still been money. Since he's taken over the Vikings in 2014, he is 48-23-5, 68% covering the spread. And now you have him off a bye week, so you have a fresh team ready to go. Now, the Bears have impressed a lot of people and have surprised some people, but I truly believe that's going to be different this week because they're in the favorites role. When you're an NFL team and you're the dog and people are looking past you, they're not giving you the respect you need to play focused coming into the game. Well, now the Vikings think, boy, we're the dog. This team's better than us. We are embarrassed to be an underdog to this team that we've been favored to how many times in a row in the underdog role with Minnesota. And while their defense gave up some big yards early, their last 4 weeks, granted, they played Arizona, the Jets, and Detroit, three of them, but they also played the Saints. They allowed 269 yards, 263 yards, 270 yards, and 209 yards, under 250 yards per game the last 4 weeks. I will back that type of defense.
Wow. Talking to Ralph Michaels here, RagerTalk.com, our handicapper out in Vegas. Really quickly, I've got to touch on this Titans-Colts game because I actually think sneaky might be the most important game. Not the best game, but maybe the most important game in the league because the winner of that one, I think they might have a chance to grab that final wild card spot. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. As far as being an Ohio State fan, I'm happy that Mike Vrabel's doing the job he is doing as head coach. And, boy, he probably went from people giving him crap being 3-4 to pulling an upset at Dallas and beating New England handily, and all of a sudden you have to think you're a realistic team. Well, coming off those situations back-to-back weeks, I think it's going to be very difficult. This Indy game is, again, their third road in 4 weeks. It's the only New England was their only home game in a five-week stretch. So trying to bounce back from that, I think, is difficult. And Andrew Luck is back to where Andrew Luck has been. He hasn't been sacked in four straight games. He's thrown three touchdown passes in six straight games. Luck's playing well enough, and I have to fade Tennessee off that huge upset win at home.
All right. We've spent heavy on the NFL because the SEC basically has a bye week here, but I do want to touch on a couple of the big ones that have playoff implication. Syracuse at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, 10.5-point home favorites here.
Well, Notre Dame's actually not a home favorite. This game's at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, true.
So,
yeah.
You know, you would think Syracuse would have the edge being in-state. But again, New York is such a big Notre Dame area, so I still think Notre Dame will have the crowd edge. You know, I'm going to preface this forecast by saying if the winds are over 15 miles per hour, ignore this forecast. It's a toss-up to me. But if there's light winds and Yankee Stadium doesn't have those ferocious late November winds that we know of, I'm going to back this Syracuse team. I think they are completely legit. I think Dino Babers needed three seasons to get the players he wants for his offense with that fast-paced offense. The wide receivers, offensive linemen are finally in sync. And Notre Dame knows this is probably their last shot they have to win. You've got all that added extra pressure on you going into this game. You're sitting there. If you win out, you're going to be in the playoffs. And Syracuse is the type of team that already hung with Clemson and can hang with them. I think Syracuse can pull the upset, again, all based on the wins, because they don't have the rush attack that Notre Dame has if it's a if it's tough to pass that ball.
Interesting. And we would never hear the end of it with that army of Syracuse broadcaster alumni there. There's no doubt about that. Ralph, any other best bets you want to hit on here before we let you go?
You know, in looking in college, just to give you a couple, I like Nebraska over Michigan State. I like what Scott Frost is doing. Michigan State is still not that same team. Now they got physically beat up against Ohio State. And out in the Pac-12, I like Oregon against Arizona State. You know, Herm Edwards is a coach that people thought wouldn't be able to do what he's done, including me. I bashed the hire when he got hired, saying he hasn't been in football for so long. He's done a great job, but now they're in the role again as the expected to win. If they win out, they get there. When teams are a losing team 1 year and the next year they're playing with those expectations, that's a big burden on their back. I call for Oregon to win and cover in that game, and Nebraska again over Michigan State.
All right, it's Ralph Michaels of WagerTalk.com. And Ralph, I know you always got a lot going on at Wager Talk for our listeners.
You know, there's always content up there. It's always free. WagerTalk.com, you go to the Cappers page, you'll see Cal Sports, you go to the pull down, and all of those products, again, available. You'll see there's a cost to them, but they're marked down to zero. Take advantage.
Ralph, always appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Ralph Michaels at CalSportsLV on Twitter. Again, our handicapper at WagerTalk.com. So that sets the scene here. A little more heavy NFL because, look, the SEC playing all these non-Power 5 schools kind of at bye week. I don't even pay attention to college football this Saturday, to be honest, at least not in the SEC. I know I'll be paying a little attention to that LSU game, but come on. You really want to be hype about LSU Rice? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's our pick six. Logan comes back in. We've got Tim's picks, and not a good week for the trio here. We've had a great year. Not a good week, though, so we're trying to bounce back. Pick six. Six picks against the spread. We'll do that next here. I'm Seth Dunlap as the last lap rolls on.